3. Office hours. Listen to a conversation between a student and a professor. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Excuse me, Professor Johnston, are you ready to meet with me?
Sure, Sarah, come on in. I was just finishing up with an outline for today's lecture. What was it you wanted to discuss?
Well, I'm actually planning to go on a trip this summer with my archaeology class.
Wait, I didn't know you were studying archaeology. I thought your major was computer science.
No, actually, that's just my minor. One of them, at least. Anyway, I've been planning and everything, and I started thinking that, that I wanted to create a computer program to help me out on the trip. We're going to be visiting a dig site that opened recently, and a lot of new artifacts will likely be found there. I thought it would look really impressive if I wrote a computer program that would help us all keep track of and, classify the artifacts that we find.
That sounds great, and I agree. I think that would look really impressive to the group, and to any graduate schools or jobs that you might apply to in the future. So, did you need help writing the program?
No, actually, I already have all of that planned out. But, I was thinking it would be really nice if I could get some sort of credit for the work I'm going to do writing the program. Since I have a major and two minors, I'm starting to feel like I'm falling behind in my studies, so I'd like to catch up.
So, you mean you'd like to do an independent study?
Would that work? I mean, I'm not really familiar with how the university does independent study credit. What would I have to do? And I guess the big question is whether it would even be feasible or not.
Well, when it comes to independent study, the important thing is getting a professor that will sponsor the project. I've actually sponsored a lot of independent studies in the past, and I would certainly be willing to work with you on this one. The department head also has to approve the project for you to get credit, but I don't really foresee that being a problem.
Great, that's good to hear. So what should I do now?
Well, first off, I would want to see a proposal. Basically, just write down what you told me in here. It all sounded fantastic. After that, I think there are some forms to fill out. Those are probably online. I know the university has an online checklist of all the necessary stuff. So check that out, and we can go over everything after you've given me your proposal.
Thanks. I really appreciate your help with this.
1. What is the main topic of the conversation? 2. Why does the student visit the professor?